I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Liberia's President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is in Washington today. The Obama administration praises Johnson Sirleaf for leading Liberia's recovery after its brutal civil war. Charles Taylor was the country's president during the conflict. He also led one of the most ruthless factions that fought for control of the diamond mines in neighboring Sierra Leone. Taylor has been on trial in The Hague for over 2 years on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Alpha Sese is a human rights lawyer from Sierra Leone who has been monitoring the trial from Washington, D.C. for the Open Society Justice Initiative. He says linking Charles Taylor to the diamond mines is key for the prosecution.
The allegations about Charles Taylor's involvement in Sierra Leone for diamonds form a fundamental component of the entire case, which focuses on the commission of war crimes and crimes against humanity by Revolutionary United Front's RUF rebels in Sierra Leone. So it's pretty much part of the entire web that prosecutors are trying to prove against Taylor.
And how many witnesses has the prosecution called to kind of establish that web?
Within a period of 1 year, prosecutors called a total of 91 witnesses.
I'm wondering if you could give us some examples of the testimony of victims from the war that really impressed you.
One thing, of course, that touched me actually was I'm the last witness in the trial, a double amputee in Sierra Leone. According to the witness, when he encountered the rebels in the east end of Freetown, they cut off his right arm. They did that, and he was there with his very young son, and the rebels wanted to cut off the son's arm too, and he didn't want his son to go through that pain, and for the sake of his son, he decided to give up his left hand,
My God.
The rebels cut that off too. So it was a very moving testimony, and it actually touched me a great deal.
So on one hand, Alpha, you've got really moving, poignant testimony like that, and then these strange and even surreal moments in the trial. Last week, prosecutors announced that they want supermodel Naomi Campbell, Carol White, her representative, and actress Mia Farrow to testify at the trial because of a diamond that Charles Taylor allegedly gave to Campbell. Tell us what happened.
The whole story is that witnesses have testified that in 1997, the AFRC and RUF gave diamonds to Mr. Taylor to sell in South Africa and purchase arms and ammunition for them. Now, prosecution witnesses also said that about the time that Mr. Taylor left South Africa, a huge consignment of arms and ammunition landed in Sierra Leone through Mr. Taylor's influence. After the closure of the prosecution case, prosecutors indicated that they had received information from Mia Farrow that in 1997, whilst Mr. Taylor was in South Africa, he gave an uncut diamond to Naomi Campbell as a gift. So prosecutors now want these three people, Mia Farrow, Naomi Campbell, and Carol White, to come to the court in person and testify. But Naomi Campbell, according to what prosecutors say, has not been accessible. And so prosecutors now want the judges to issue a subpoena for Naomi Campbell.
Now, you yourself are Sierra Leonean, Mr. Sese. How were you affected by the civil war in your country?
One thing that I can say, as a Sierra Leonean or as somebody living in West Africa during those war years, I think we're all victims in a way, directly or indirectly. And I think the important factor is the healing process that people in Sierra Leone or Liberia or the West African region have to go through. I mean, at the end of the day, whether Mr. Taylor is found guilty or innocent, it's good that the process has gone on and it has been very transparent. And it's going to provide satisfaction to everybody out there. So my own personal experiences are not the most significant things actually in this whole trial. And as an independent monitor, I try not to throw light on that.
Sierra Leonean human rights lawyer Alpha Sese has been monitoring the war crimes trial of Liberia's former president, Charles Taylor. Thank you very much, Mr. Sese.
Thank you very much, Marco.